the disembodied book reanimator strikes again. The corpus delectable lies before me this morning, waiting for my reanimation skills to kick in. It's a book. It is splayed open to the title page, begging me to bring it back to life. It is missing its hard covers. The tattered spine needs stabilizing. A few spots of age decorate its interior. But the words and phrases and sentences and paragraphs and chapters are all intact and awaiting the touch of a reader or a collector or a hoarder. There are many ways to resuscitate a book. I can read it, thus infusing it with renewed vigor, donate my interpretation of the printed words to its 95-year-old collection of memories, turn its pages and admire the 4 centuries of trial and error printing craftsmanship that brought this object to this moment in time, marvel at the reproduction of the Edgar Allan Poe portrait facing the title page, ponder the life and times of publisher Charles C. Bigelow and Company, study the manuscript in the copyright year 1918, and determine what else of significance was happening in the world right about then. Think on the near century this book lay dormant and ignored in an attic of detritus. Trace the route it took to arise from storage and wend its way into my hands this very moment. I can also read its contents and marvel at the words that caused the imagination to become excited and nimble. I can pick one story at random from this book. Let's see. The 1002nd tale of Scheherazade, and then imagine what the 1003rd tale might be. Fantasize whether Scheherazade had another unpublished 1001 tales within her. Admit the fact that I, too, might have as many stories to tell if only I'd get on with telling them. Upon further examination, I notice that the Scheherazade story has never been read by the owners of this book. The pages are still uncut, meaning that the avid reader of the day would purchase a book, take letter opener in hand, and carefully slit the closed pages open so that the contents could be properly read. This means that I could be the first person to read this story within the pages of this book. I will become the explorer, the adventurer, the first ever enjoyer of these pages. Cheap thrills, but thrills nonetheless. What happens next to this tome? I might take it home and read it in alone silence. I might have it rebound and reinforced for its next 95-year journey. I might share it with another book lover. I might shelf it, as is, and hope that those who someday scrounge around the remains of my estate will do something more meaningful than send it to the dumpster. For now, it is a foundling, and must be protected from society's thrower-awayers, society's censors, society's bookburners, society's illiterates, society's unappreciators of the past, society's disapprovers. How many book lives have I saved in a long lifetime? How many will I rescue from bookshelf and book hell? How many more orphans will you and I conceal from the enemies of books? The disembodied book reanimators of the world could be us. Or if you don't want to embrace the task, perhaps I'll have to do it all myself. But just think of all the fun you'll miss.